사사 나무야 나무야 무서우야 사사 예라 미야라 무서우야 사사 가리네 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 가리네
This is another live radio link up brought to you by the Government Communications GCIS. GCIS. GCIS.
Good evening and welcome to another informative an interactive discussion brought to you by Government Communication and Information System and the Department of Social Development. My name is Kopo Ndlovu, a senior researcher within the GCIS, and I am your host this evening. Come along with me as we delve deep into the gender-based violence theme, because we can't stop talking about it until it is eradicated. Today we'll focus on the Gender-Based Violence Command Center of the DSD and the role of men in fighting gender-based violence. Don't forget, our studio number is 0800 142 446. 0800 142 446. Call us and our producers will call you back for your questions in order to save you airtime. You are also welcome to send your questions and voice notes to our WhatsApp number 065-935-5488. Our WhatsApp is 065-935-5488. Joining me in studio today from the Department of Social Development are Mr. Manzini and Mr. Sipodi and Ms. Ngwanyana. Now, before we start, can you kindly, gentlemen and lady, introduce yourselves to our listeners? I will start with the lady.
Good evening to our listeners. My name is Busisiwe Ngwanyana. I'm a social work supervisor from the Gender-Based Violence Command Center. Thank you.
Good evening to our listeners. My name is Mandla Manzini. I'm a social worker at the Gender-Based Violence Command Center. Thank you for having us.
Dumelang, good evening, Bakhaitsu. This is Buti Kulwani. I'm standing in on behalf of Mr. Sipodi. I work for the National Department of Social Development and in the Victim Empowerment and Gender-Based Violence Prevention of Gender-Based Violence Unit. My role is coordinating the Anti-Trafficking in Persons program, and I also I'm also involved in the Men's program. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us on our program this evening, lady and gentlemen. Now, South Africa is perceived to be having one of the highest prevalences of violence and violence-related injury in the world. And the president's announcement, let's go back a bit and help each other and our listeners understand exactly what is gender-based violence. I'll start with you, perhaps, Mr. Manzini.
Okay, thank you so much. So basically, domestic violence, it's a abuse that is happening in a domestic relationship, meaning that it's an abuse that happens between people who are in a relationship. It can be a husband and a wife, a boyfriend and a girlfriend, mother and a child, father and the children, basically people who are blood related or through love relationship. So it's an abuse that happens within that context. And the abuse can be either physical, it can be emotional, it can be sexual, and can be economic as well. But domestic violence is a violence that happens within family or domestic relationships.
Thank you very much. Anything to add, Mebusi?
I would also like to add that gender-based violence, it's an abuse that happens because the other party feels that they can exercise their power over the other person. And we've got different types of GBV and different of vulnerable groups that we have, because sometimes there's quite a number of types. Even domestic violence is one of them. And also you might find that a person might abuse you, not necessarily because they are in a relationship with you, but because they are taking advantage that they are exercising their power over you. You would find that gender-based violence might also occur in the same community where we have our LGBTI community, and people feel they can do anything to them just because they feel more powerful than them. Thank you. Mm.
Thank you very much.
Har bua ka gender-based violence ke tlhekefetso go ya ka bong. Kare, if a man abuses a woman, motho a re a abusa motho a mme, whichever way ka mokgwa di colleagues ba tlhalositseng, that is gender-based violence. And yeah, go na le gape re bitsang intimate partner violence, yes, of which it could be, people that are not related. Not that are related, but maybe boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah, not really married. Yes.
Okay. So my understanding is that gender-based violence is actually a crime, or an action directed at a person or group of persons on the basis of their perceived vulnerability. Whether be it vulnerability because of their gender or sexual orientation, and this violence can be can include dating violence, sexual harassment, assault, verbal and physical abuse, and stalking, as Mr. Manzini has already alluded to. Now, I'd like for us to reflect somewhat on the types of gender-based violence. Maybe, see, you've already sort of gone a little bit into that, but maybe let's unpack a bit. What do you mean by economic violence or physical violence and so on? Economic abuse. And we will note also that you've already mentioned that very common is the trend of being in a romantic relationship where it becomes a bit sketchy on whether non-consensual sexual contact with your partner is abuse or not. So perhaps we can just unpack that a little bit. I'll start with you, Ntate Kolwane.
Okay. Nkare. Okay. All right, the types of gender-based violence. We've mentioned sexual abuse, that is a rape, you know, sexual molestation. You could also, as she mentioned, you were asking about economic abuse. Obviously, in a relationship, let's say between husband and wife, expectations are that, finance helps, you know, in keeping the relationship, and also, meeting the needs of, both. And in a situation where you'd find that the one partner doesn't want to really contribute, and not to contribute, financially, and expecting, the one partner to be the one that contributes. And in most cases, you'd find that, the vulnerable partner happens to be the one that doesn't have income. So, and as a result, they obviously struggle. Yes, yeah. I think economic abuse, maybe I would let Sis Busi to also...
I would also like to add that in economic abuse, we also add child maintenance.
Yes.
Because if a father of a child does not want to maintain their child, they are depriving the child in some of the basic needs that they need. So we also include child maintenance in non-maintenance, spousal maintenance. It also contributes in economic abuse. And when also a person takes away your salary, we've got people that are working, but they never get their salaries because the other person takes away their salaries. And in some types of abuse, we also talk about physical violence. That is one of the most common abuses in relationships, where you would find that the other party feels comfortable anytime when there's a disagreement. They exercise their power over you and beat their partner. So that is another type of a violence that also includes children, that you would find that physical violence in children. People would physically abuse their children. So it also constitute GBV. And we also have emotional and psychological abuse, where you'd find that your spouse in the house, there's no peace. Your spouse insults you, threatens you every day. They speak ill about you. They make you feel unwanted. You don't have value. And it also affects your self-esteem. So there's quite a variety. And also sexual abuse, that is very common in South Africa, that when rape happens, and when you spoke about non-consensual sex in a relationship, you'd find that there is a couple, the couple is in a relationship, and the other party feels they are entitled to have sex with their partner anytime, anyhow, anyway. And it also invades the privacy or the rights of them having the right to say no. So rape also is part of gender-based violence.
Thank you very much. So you mean rape can happen in a relationship, rape can happen in a marriage?
Rape can happen in a marriage, in a relationship. As long as the other party does not want to consent, it does not make you, because you are married to me, that I'm your tool that you can have sex with at any time, anyhow, anyway. I have to consent to the sexual intercourse. Thank you.
Thank you. And I noticed that you are saying if the other partner or the other person, and not saying if the man or the woman, because I take it that for us and for the listeners, it is important to understand that gender-based violence can happen both ways. It can be a man against a woman or a woman against a man.
That is correct.
Thank you very much. Mr. Manzini, do you have anything to add regarding the types of gender-based violence?
Yes. I would like to add on another form of abuse, which is stalking. So stalking basically means like someone following you to check where your movements, where you are. Like someone can check whether you are at work or even hire people to follow you. And in this day and age where we have technology, like someone can stalk you like literally through your phone. You know, some of the partners, you find that they can hack your phone, hack your WhatsApp, and they be able to see your movements. They want to control who you talk to. And your movements. And so that's another form of an abuse, where they control, or basically you can't have privacy on your emails, you can't have privacy on your phone. That is another form of abuse, where you are being stalked and being followed. And again, just to add something on the issue of rape or sexual abuse within a relationship, it can happen that you can give consent. Let's take it is time for the intimacy. You can give initial consent for the first time within the same night. And then when the person wants to come again, you can withdraw and say, no, not anymore. And if a person forces themselves, it can become rape. So rape, it doesn't mean when you have completely refused. You can give consent initially, and then you can withdraw the consent. Even in the middle of the intercourse, you can say, no, I'm no longer comfortable, continue. And if the person continues, then it becomes an abuse. It becomes rape in that case.
Okay, so you can change your mind, basically,
at any time. Yes.
Thank you for that. Now, if you've just joined us, welcome. And I just want to remind you that I'm sitting with colleagues from the Department of Social Development, and we are talking GBV tonight. And the number to call to our listeners is 0800-142-446, or you can drop us a WhatsApp message on 065-935-5488. And I see that we have a caller, and okay, we are going to wait a bit for calls. Now, just to continue with our topic for tonight. So, with the explanation that you've just given, you mentioned a bit about patriarchy, that, you know, those could be some of the reasons. You can later on talk about some of the causes, but really, my understanding is that GBV is a societal issue. It has no race or gender or economic level and so on. So in effect, it's a real challenge for most of our society in South Africa. So what is the role then of the Department of Social Development in curbing this challenge of GBV. So tonight we're speaking to the Department of Social Development. So we just want to understand, the listeners would like to understand, what is the role of Department of Social Development and what programs exist within the department to assist in curbing this challenge? Thank you. We can start here.
Okay. Well, the Department of Social Development, the role is to, let's say, develop society. Development of society, of which I think I'll take it from here. I mean, we know that society is made up of individuals, young and old, and these individuals are members of families, and, you know, they also belong to various social groupings within society, and and also members of communities. So then what happens is, society. The groupings and all those other existing community groupings are supposed to provide, that is, assist the family in the development of the individual and ultimately would say social development. But then when it comes to gender-based violence, one can say, gender-based violence, obviously, it's a violation of individuals, and a violation of individuals, hence, that also impacts on the department's role in, you know, development of society. So, that's how I look at it, and I would, maybe if the colleagues can also add, looking at the role of the gender-based violence command center mainly within the Department of Social Development.
Okay, so we've got colleagues from the gender-based command center. So what is the role of the program gender-based violence command center?
Okay, let me go first. The gender-based violence command center is one of the responses to fighting the scourge of gender-based violence in the country. And the department, after realizing that the number of women and children being killed and abused was going up, then the gender-based violence was established to ensure that we render a psychosocial support service in a command center. There is a call center that operates 24 hours. It's an emergency line that operates 24 hours. It's a toll-free line where our victims can call in to report any GBV. And then in the command center, we have social workers that will respond to the victims of GBV to offer counseling services, to render psychosocial support services. And then in the command center, we use state-of-the-art systems that can geolocate our callers when they call, when they are feeling that they are in danger and now they are being attacked. When they call the command center, we link them with the nearest SAPS, and they can dispatch a van when they can go and attend that service. And we are also able to link our victims when they are feeling abused in that household. We link them with the shelters. We remove them from those situations or those households where they are feeling abused, and then we place them in shelters where they will be protected. We also protect children. We work with different stakeholders to protect children that are abused, to remove them and place them in shelters. So when people are feeling abused, the command center operates 24 hours. And then when you call in, then a social worker is there to assist you anytime, any day, because we don't close. There are social workers that are able to assist in all the South African languages, and also all people that are in South Africa, regardless of their nationality. When you are experiencing GBV, you call the command center and we are able to assist you. I think Mr. Manzini can add if there is anything that I have left behind.
I think just to add, to emphasize on the services, internal, because she was focusing more on the referral side. So also, maybe those who don't want to see someone face to face. So we do also provide telephonic couples counseling. Let's take you a couple, you are a boyfriend and a girlfriend, a husband and a wife, you feel like you have many ongoing issues that you want to get counseling. So we do provide like professional clinical counseling where we assist the couples and also individuals. Like, for example, we speak about victims of rape, for example. Yes, we can refer you to SAPS. We can also refer you to external stakeholders, but there's the trauma that one is left with. So we also that provide that emotional support and the counseling and the comfort to the individual. And also on the men as well, we also assist men in terms of anger management, because most of the, I think we'll come to that as time goes by on the role of men, but to say that we also provide like anger management to men who feel like they are unable to solve problems, or they're unable to control their temper, or when they feel provoked by their partners, like how to handle such situations, like things like emotional intelligence, how to control various situations in a relationship rather than resorting to violence. So I think it's also a good time now to also provide our listeners with the numbers of how they can reach us as well. So our number, our toll-free number, which is available on any network, it's 0800-428-428 again. I'm going to repeat that, 0800-428-428 again. So that's a toll-free number operating 24/7. They can also reach us through a callback or USSD by dialing *120*7867#. I'm going to repeat it again. Our USSD number, or please call me, is *120*7867#. And our SMS, so this SMS, I'd like to emphasize something that sometimes, like Mimbusi, she mentioned that sometimes one finds themselves in a situation where a man is abusing you. You can't make a call, but you can be able to chat with us via an SMS. So the number is you SMS help to 31531. So just SMS help or help me GBV to 31531. And then we also have got Skype for individuals who are living with disability, who can speak or hear. So we do have a Skype line, which is a video platform. Oh, it's fine. Okay, yes. Cool.
Thank you. We will come back to those numbers. We will keep on repeating them so that we can remember. I just want to start taking some callers. And the first caller on the line is Tladi from Moleji. Good evening. Good evening, Tladi. Are you on the line? Welcome. Rogona Lekai.
Rogona Lekai.
In Rapel. Yeah. And that la dileka botsisa he potso ya lena he lena le yona
botsisa ya ka gorna HG una le partner yao ya dia la kwanela intercourse le sino kwanela intercourse na mile re bo itsa go tsasa a o botsa re nya ka tshele tika ka wa se le yona a o tsarisa a o hilela case.
Okay. Ke a leboga ntate Tladi from Moleji. Rekwele putse ha rekwele. Did you all get that?
Yes.
Okay. And now the second caller, we will get back to Mr. Tladi's question and respond to it. Just stay on the line, just stay on the radio, Mr. Tladi, we've got Rodney from Siabuswa on the line. Mr. Rodney, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm gonna, firstly, let me
some of the anger that you see in men, I'm talking from the experience and from the understanding, and even at this stage, I'm running an organization that deals with the, that has the school kids with the homeworks. And the behavior pattern that I experience from the boys is something that is very alarming. And when some of this anger from men, it's from home. So these kids, they grow up with a lot of anger. And if this anger is not tackled at the early age, it becomes a serious issue that leads to GBV. So we need to deal with the issues at home. For example, you find that sometimes a mother had a relationship with a particular person, and then this boy was born. So this boy is going to be treated badly because they hate the man who was part of the mother's life. So this boy became a victim. So he grows up with that attitude. And that's what I've seen two of my students when I sat down with them and they explained my situation. But I managed, they explained their situation, but I managed to deal with it. So I'm asking myself, if these boys had never intervened, something could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I think now the issue of alcohol, if we can look at from 2010, when we started experiencing a lot of adverts that simply justify why mothers and fathers drinking is not a problem, gender is not an issue. A mother is an emotional being that is connected to the kids. When the mother is forever intoxicated, so the kids they don't have an emotional fallback, because a mother is forever drunk, the father is technically irresponsible, is forever drunk. Then they give birth, they raise the kids that are confused because they don't get attention. And eventually these kids, they're going to be part of the community that is angry, that is frustrated. So I think that let's talk about it around that point, whereby we can technically discourage alcohol from two parents who are raising the kids.
Cool. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rodney. Your points are crystal clear and absolutely understood. You are mentioning that anger in men starts from their childhood, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then also the role of alcohol, the role of alcohol in GBV, and also in, having emotionally absent parents. And that is some of the reasons perhaps why we are seeing all the societal ills and challenges that we are seeing. And finally, for now, we've got Moses Khumalo from Durban on the line. Mr. Khumalo, the floor is yours, sir.
Yebo, sanibona kunjani?
Siyaphila ninjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Nkosi yami. Ngake ngicela nje ngibonge isihloko senkulumo, ngiyasithanda sibe sisihle.
Siyabonga.
Uyabona uma ukhuluma nge-gender versus violence, iyinkinga but lento le. Lento mina ngibona ukuthi ukuze ilungiseke la lento le. Nansi. Into esikwenzeke lana but umuntu ufike angene kwi-relationship. Abese athi angene anga-understand ukuthi kambe uthando luyinto enjani. Ngithi ayibona inkinga. Uma sebefikile la othandweni, sebeyaqala sebeyaxabana, sekuhlukumezeka iy'ngane, sekuqala phansi manje owesimama useyahlukumezeka, nalo ubaba uyahlukumezeka, sekuhlukumezeka iy'ngane. Uyabona nje kukhona enye ishu enye ehleze sizwa but khona la kwi-EMF ukuthi ande umuntu angene kwi-marriage uhle ukuthi aqale afundiseke, akube ukuthi lowo muntu ngempela bayathandana ngempela. Ngoba
center is accessible, of which we have social workers that are working in the command center, and a person can call from any where in South Africa, and they would receive counseling, of which people with anger, as he mentioned, they can call in and receive counseling. And I think maybe many of their lives really were changed through the use of the center.
Can somebody like Rodney call on behalf of these young boys to say you know, I'm seeing a display of this kind of behavior. I need somebody to come and perhaps address the boys or address the kids at the center or so on. Is that type of something that the command center would do?
Yes. At the command center, we also receive consent callers that are calling on behalf of victims. Then we would reach out to the victims. Remember, the command center is the National Department of Social Development. Then we work with provinces in whatever area there locally, if there is a service that is needed in the center. Rodney can call and then we can link Rodney with the social worker in Siyabuswa who will come and offer psychosocial support services.
Thank you very much. So anyway, in the country, whether you're in Polokwane, Muleji, whether you are in Siyabuswa, there is somebody, there is the command center has got eyes and ears and people that can come and assist and assess and give the necessary psychosocial support. And thank you for that. And I think I just want to go to a WhatsApp message. We got a message from somebody who's listening to Radio Alpha 97.8. They say, thank you very much for the GBV radio programs and the GBV services provided by DSD. Tonight's program is excellent. We are listening. Thank you very much. And then I'd like to just, I'm going to come to callers now. I just want to remind our listeners of the numbers for the call in. It is 0800-142-446 and you can still WhatsApp us on 065-935-5488. Towards the end of the show, we'll go again and go through the DSD GBV command center telephone numbers and WhatsApp numbers. So we've got Anonymous calling us from KwaMashu. I'm going to the lines again. Welcome, welcome to our program from KwaMashu. How are you?
No, I'm not from KwaMashu. I'm from Durban.
Oh, apologies for that. From Durban. Thank you very much. From Durban, please go ahead if you've got... Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, right. I'm just letting you all know that it's very sad here in... I'm in Durban, but I'm in the Verulam area. It's very sad that when we got a problem and when we have gender-based violence, when we go to the Verulam police station, they don't help us.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, lady from Durban. We will. This is something that will escalate because our colleagues here are depending on SAPS in the various areas to be able to assist and be the people that come to the scene or the areas where there are where there is trouble. So we will just flag this one, Verulam Police Station, so that our colleagues can just find out what is happening there and then perhaps try to engage them on this program. Yes.
And another thing I want to tell you is that when we go there with the we are the victim, when we go there, they look at us as a suspect. They look down upon us. I don't know why they do that.
Okay, thank you for that.
And I also agree with that one caller that said that it depends how the person is raised up. Because I've been having so much abuse in my marriage, and he hit me, hit my father, he broke all the things. But the Verulam police has never, ever helped me. And my brother-in-law abused my sister. He abused the boy. When I took the child and went to the police station, they never helped me. And unfortunately, the child has passed away in unforeseen circumstances.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear about all that is happening in your household, in your family. But again, I'd just like to encourage you to phone the DSD GBV command center number. It is 0800-428-428, and they will link you with the relevant people from the DSD in your area that will be able to assist you and listen to you and the social workers working down there. Thank you very much for your call. We've got James from Johannesburg on the line. James, good evening.
Hello.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Your comment or question?
All right, yeah. My name is James Yedelo. I'm listening via GoCFM.
Thank you, James.
In Johannesburg. So it is actually a comment and a question. I'm in this predicament where my cousin actually got to speak to me about what she's currently going through. She's out in the Northwest Province, and I was just listening to the conversation, the issue of being abused by a partner who's earning an income and you are not. So this is what she's currently going through also. And I don't know how to help her. I tried that all means, because now I think the issue of depression also has also come into place, where she's quite depressed. And I was just trying to find help for her, at least closer to where she is in the Northwest Province in Rustenburg. I've tried by all means, but I'm the only person that she was willing to speak to. And I don't know if I can be assisted maybe in terms of getting help for her closer to the Rustenburg area in the Northwest Province.
Absolutely. Thank you for your question, and I'm very sorry about what your cousin is going through. But James, thank you that there are men like you out there who are, you know, providing emotional support to our sisters and females who need the support of a male figure. So again, I'd like to encourage our listeners, and James, perhaps you can pass on this number to your cousin, 0800-428-428. Or she can send a message, just sending help to 31531.
Yeah, no, I've just taken the number now as you are calling it. I gave it to her. But yeah, it is quite difficult. Like I'm telling you that I'm listening via Gofisi FM. I work for this community radio station in Johannesburg.
Yes.
And the issue of gender-based violence is an issue that we are continuously speaking about. It is important for us to do that. But now it is closer to home for me.
Absolutely.
I'm a father to a 5-year-old daughter. And when things like this are happening, and also my cousin now going through the very same thing, it does actually hit closer to home. And but thank you for this conversation. I must say that it has really helped me, at least as a listener, but also as a journalist, because I got to share the SMS line that you just gave out earlier on with my cousin. So I'm just communicating with her as I'm listening to the show. But thank you so much for this. It's very important.
Thank you very much. Thank you, James. Thank you for your call. We've got another anonymous calling us from Johannesburg. I hope you are still there. It's been a bit of a while. Hello?
Yes,
hello. Ngiyaphila unjani siswam?
Ngiyaphila.
Please go ahead and you ask your question or comment.
Yeah, I'm asking a question, but I think I'm off topic because last week I called about EID help, and then they said they're going to follow up and call me, and then I never received any call, so I was asking about that.
Okay, what is your name, ma'am? Then I can take it up with my colleagues again.
Okay, I'm Anna Kumalo, but last week I present myself as anonymous.
Okay. All right. I will just ask them to follow up, Ms. Kumalo. Apologies for that, and apologies that they didn't come back to you. But we will escalate it, and hopefully they'll come back to you in a short while.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayanda.
Okay.
All right. So we are quickly heading towards the end of our program. And I do realize that this is a topic that we can, in the beginning, in the intro, I said we will not stop talking about it until it is eradicated. So indeed, this is a topic that we are going to have to come back, revisit over and over again, because there is a serious need out there. Help is needed. And we thank the DSD for hitting the call and putting together the Gender-Based Violence Command Center. And perhaps we can just, remind our listeners, what is it that they need to be careful of, aware of, that are causes of gender-based violence? Because sometimes it is important to prevent rather than wait for it to happen. Rodney mentioned something about his picking up the behavior of kids in school. But what other indicators, what other causes are there that people should be aware of and make sure that, you know, they keep those at bay? Perhaps I can start with you, Ms. Busi, and then I'll come to Mr. Manzini.
I think there's quite a number of factors that are contributing to GBV. I'm also going to go to our caller in Guamashu, the one who spoke about a relationship when people meet and then there's no longer love. What is the meaning of love? I think it needs to go back to education, that people need to fall in love with themselves first before they get into relationships, so that they don't go looking for something that they also do not have. And then when you love yourself enough, you can then share the love with others. Because if people go to relationships not having love, it will be very difficult to sustain such relationships, and it will cause a gender-based violence, because couples, when they fight, they can't communicate, they can't raise kids, and you find that there are more children now that are affected by this GBV in relationships. So we need to educate the young people about self-love, about relationships, and prepare them to be ready. Before you get married, you get a marital counseling, and you are prepared to be in a relationship. And also the command center, as Mr. Manzini has also alluded earlier to say, if you are a couple and you're experiencing challenges, before you even get to physical violence, or you just can't communicate, you can't parenting skills, you know, relationship counseling, it is there in the command center. We have social workers that are trained to offer such supports and give you parenting skills, a marital counseling. So some of the factors, it's just that societal norms, you know, the expectations that people have in communities, that a woman should belongs in the kitchen and the man should be the provider. Those are societal norms, the patriarchal society that we grow up in, that women can't do this, men can't do this. Those are such things that we need to engage and discuss and try to give more education into the public on what is currently happening. Women are now in senior positions. Women are now bringing something in the table. Things have changed. It's the 21st century, and we need to educate ourselves about such things. So there's quite a number of factors that may contribute. I would also like to talk about access. Some of the factors that contribute to GBV is that when, as women, we have broken, the relationship is over between me and the father of the child, and now we have a child, and then I deprive the father access to having the child. It's one of the things that the GBV Command Center is working on, and the department has brought it to the magistrate's courts, the local courts in the communities, that people, fathers of children, can go and apply for access to have access to their children. And we also assist a social development with parenting plans to help parents raise children as a co-parenting when they have separated. I think that's some of the issues that I can highlight.
Thank you very much. You touched on something that the late Dr. John Tibani once said, that the problem with our society is fatherlessness. And if children do not, or if fathers cannot access their children, then we are perpetuating the issue of fatherlessness. And I'd like to thank you very, very much for being with us tonight, and to our listeners, all the callers, the WhatsApp calls, thank you very much for making it to radio with us. I just like, before we wrap up, I'd like to remind you of the numbers for the GBV Command Center. And remember that the GBV Command Center is not only for when crisis has happened, when GBV has happened. It also offers services, psychosocial services, that assist with preventing. So to Mr. Manzini, just give us the numbers again. Perhaps start with the Skype number, because that is what we didn't get to the last time.
Thank you very much. So our Skype number is Help Me GBV. So when you need to download the app Skype and then invite us and say Help Me GBV, then you will find us when you search them. Also, I would like to give our website number where you can make a website request or communicate via email. You can go to www.gbv.gov.za. www.gbv.org.za.
Thank you very much. Before we close again, we've got a voice note. Let us hear it.
Sanbonani, ukuluma. Gupumzile ngesiyabuzwa, bengisabawa kobanyana niphindre isihloko senu sanamhlanje bese nicho no presenter nicho nabathekeli bethu ngoba ngiyangena ihlelweni ngiyangena ngapha ngithola dlala.
Thank you very much, ma'am, from Siyabuswa. So our topic today is we are talking about the Department of Social Development, GBV Command Center, and the role of men in fighting GBV. Perhaps then we can go straight to it. Just give us a bit of a snippet of what role can men play in, you know, addressing and assisting with addressing GBV.
Okay, so the first one, I'll speak about two things. So the first thing that we need to eradicate as men is the gender stereotype. So the stereotype, like the views or the cultural views that men held in our society about women. So if you view a woman as a sexual object, something that can be used, something you can even carry it in a marriage whereby you feel like a woman, like saying like ngeke ngitshele ngumfazi and all those kind of things. So let's eradicate the stereotype regarding women as our equal partners in a relationship with equal opinions and do away with the gender stereotype that women are only there to satisfy men rather than as partners in their relationship.
Thank you very much. So the main thing is to eradicate the gender stereotype that umfazi is beneath a man.
Yes.
And then, but also reminding our callers again that we should remember that GBV can go both ways. It can be a woman abusing a man, but the role that men can play is to eradicate this stereotypes of men always you know, being superior to women. And to the voice note caller, the host for tonight is Kopo Ndlovu, and in studio we have Ms. Busi Nkwanyana, Mr. Mandla Manzini, and Mr. Butu Kolwane from the GBV Command Center under the auspices of the Department of Social Development. So the numbers again for the GBV Command Center, which is open 24 hours any time of the week, even on Christmas Day, is 0800-428-428. And the USSD number, you can send help. The USSD link is *120*7867#. And you can send an SMS help to 31531. We have cut the calls. We apologize if you had a call that a question that you needed to ask, but you must keep in tune. You must stay tuned to our radio programs because we will bring this topic again, because this is a topic that we will not stop talking about until it is eradicated. So from us here in studio, I'd like to thank all our guests from the DSD and our GCIS for bringing us this program. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. We'll be right back.
Thank you.